The Maisa with the Meraglim, we got the conflicting reports, and Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to convince the Olam, the Klal Yisrael, that of course Hashem can do it, there's nothing to worry about, we have to go into Israel. And at one point he says to them, Ach b'Hashem al timroidu. I think that's Posuk Tes in Perek Yud Dalet. Don't rebel against Hashem. So there's two interesting comments, from one from the Ramban and one from the Rabbeinu B'Chaya. Ramban says, V'tam ach b'Hashem al timroidu. What's the tam? Ki yir'aschem l'choyze ko'om hayoshim bo. Your fear for the strength of the people that are living in Eretz Yisrael, who merit b'Hashem hanichbod. This is a merit, you're being merit in Hashem. You're rebelling against Hashem. It's a merido against Hashem. Ki loy b'koychechem yitzosim mitzrayim. It wasn't your physical prowess, your strength, that you left Mitzrayim with. Ki yad Hashem osozoisim ochem la'afli. Was the Yad Hashem that made great miracles. It's quite obvious. It wasn't by dint of your own strength that you left Mitzrayim. And he, the one who was the Baal, the one who did all of these miracles, all of these, the Yad Hashem lahafli, he promised you, we made avtocha that you're going into Eretz Yisrael and you'll take over. You don't have to worry about them. Vim kein, haminu v'tatzlichu. Therefore, believe and be matzliach. So, I understand this speech as a chizuk in bitochen. That's the way you mechazik bitochen. Say, listen, you're overwhelmed. Eretz ocheles yoshveho. There's terrible things going on over there. It looks like it's beyond us. The meragim came back, at least 10 of them came back with this very negative report. And everybody is, there certainly seems to be what to worry about. And so Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, hey, listen, what are you worried about? You think it was your strength that took you out of Mitzrayim, and going into Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to have strength. They're going to be stronger than you. It's not about strength. It was the Yad Hashem lahafli. And not only that he did miracles, that's not enough. He did miracles. Okay, I don't know, maybe this. But v'hu yiftiach eschem, shior shorishim b'pneichem, and he promised you. So, okay. So he says, believe and you'll be matzliach. I'm overwhelmed. My bitochen is shaken. I know there's a haftocha. Sometimes the haftocha, there's also shemagora machet. Yaakov Avinu was afraid when he had a haftocha that maybe his chusim were used up and haftocha is no longer relevant. Maybe he sinned. Maybe something he did that this basis, human basis, certainly on understanding the gravity of the situation where there's such danger that they're going into, to say okay, but the question is to call this fear that they had and this lack of appreciation of that it wasn't their koyach, that it was all the Yad Hashem with miracles, and that there was a haftocha, and there's really nothing to worry about. They're lacking something. Lacking says, you're lacking in emuna. Ha'aminu, believe. Believe, asuma, means that habitochen. But that, the Torah equates, on their level, of course, they were these spiritual giants, but it's merit. Someplace deep down in the minds of people that saw those miracles and that knew there was a haftocha and now are overwhelmed with fear, which, on a certain level, we can understand that fear concerns. Right now, we're afraid. So where do you see in that rebelliousness? I understand if they're rebellious because they don't want to go in, and it could be they had cheshbonos about, with the Nesiyim, with losing their... But this, the fact that we're not having this bitochen, that we're shaken up by this report of how dangerous it is and how how powerful they seem to be, and that we're going to be overwhelmed, and they're going to beat us. So I understand that's a lack of bitachon. But wherein do we see in that a merit? And it seems that when a person is fully aware, as they were, of the Yad Hashem, of the miracles, when a person is fully aware of the lack that it's the battle is not fought with their koyach versus the enemy's koyach, and fully aware that there was a havtocha, then the only way that fear could set in to overpower all of that information, all of that realization, is if there was some slight shemetz deep down that we really want to get out of this. We really want to rebel. I really don't want to be here. I, on the surface, it's just fear. Fear is paralyzing me. And I have the information and the background, but the fear overwhelms me. That seems to be human. But when, now we don't know what would happen to us, how clear, we don't have the clarity of that information. But just to be aware that sometimes hidden beneath what seems to be very natural human reaction to overwhelming fear, to a report that they got like that, says, no, there's something there. If there wasn't some seeds of rebellion, then that fear couldn't have overwhelmed them from that matzav. The Rabbeinu Bachaya takes it even further. He says, Ach b'Hashem al timroidu, he says, Limdecho ha-kosuf, she'ira so'om hu merid ba-Kodesh Baruch Hu. Fear, he says, is merid ba-Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't explain what that means. Fear could be the same idea. Fear is equated to rebelling against Hashem. Now, Shlema HaMelech is not only talking to the Dor Deo. This is advice for everyone. A fear of a person, if he is a stumbling block, is going to cause him damage. Hacharodo sheyechrad ho'odom mibosav adom. If a person fears a human being, he anusenis michshol u'moikesh lenafshoi. It's going to be a michshol. It's going to be a stumbling block for him. It's going to be a trap for him. It's going to hurt him. It's going to damage him. One. V'chein he goyremes sheyishkach odom l'kodesh baruch hu. And it also causes that he's going to forget Hashem. V'hu she'omar d'novi mi'at v'atira v'enosh yomus v'ben odom chotzi inosein v'atishkach Hashem v'isecha. You're afraid of a ben odom? It says, you're going to end up forgetting Hashem. So here it's very strange. We're talking about merit. And he says, Yiras Ha'om is merit. And he compares it to what Shlomo HaMelech said, that it's a michshol, and what Yeshaya said, that it's going to be a forgetting of Hashem. It sounds like that the mechanism that he's describing over here is that when fear sets in, and a person is afraid, and he doesn't manage to muster that bitochon, he's afraid of a human being. So what happens is that if there wasn't some shemitz of merit, then he couldn't let himself be in a matzav where I'm going to allow the fear of a human being to be a michshol in my life. I can't allow it. How could I do that? I'm going to put myself in a situation. I'm going to allow myself to be afraid of man and end up michshol that could damage my neshama? Or I'm going to allow myself to be afraid of man and bring me to a matzah where I'm going to forget Hashem? That can't be. So it can only be that if those results happen and it connects them all, it says it must be that in that yira, there's some element of rebellion. If a person allows himself to be exposed to that extensive danger, that must be, because that seems to be equated with Ach b'Hashem al timroidu. There's again a shemitz of merit underneath that. Otherwise, in the fear, the greatest fear, there's a terrible fear going on here. But I would muster the strength. I'm not going to let this fear cause a michshol in my life, and I'm going to damage my nefesh. I'm not going to let this fear make me forget Hashem. And I would muster the strength to fight the fear because I don't want to lose these tremendous assets that my life has, that my nefesh is sholem with Hashem, and I'm constantly focused, shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. But if I allow that to happen, that fear to overwhelm, then the pshat is that there must be a seed of merit, because without a seed of merit, I would never allow something, I would be able to control the damage to my nefesh and the forgetting of Hashem, those devastations are so great that be able to overpower the fear. If not for that, Hashem is a merit. And Lamaisa, we see a similar thing in Parshas Bechukosai, where it says, then the Pasuk says, you're not going to be Omer Batoira. The Das Medrash Chachomim, Yochol Kiyum HaMitzvahs, Kishu Omer V'loi Sasu, Hare Kiyum HaMitzvahs Omer, Homoani Mekayim Im Loi Sishmu Li, Lios HaMeilem Batoira. Uma Talmud Loi Mar Li, it says Im Loi Sishmu, that means Limud HaTorah, to listen to the Divrei Torah, to imbibe the Divrei Torah. What is the Li? Ein Li Elo Zeh HaMakires Reboinoi U'miskaven Limroid Boy. That must be a person who recognizes Hashem, but he has some kavona to be moirid, to rebel, v'chein, benimrod, and so forth. So what's going on over here? He's a person, he's not Omer Batoira. He's learning a filo, it would seem. He's doing mitzvahs. He didn't, the whole shalshelis didn't begin yet. The only thing is he's lacking a melos ha-toira. So Rashi seems to say, the lack of a melos ha-toira by a person who knows the Torah, by a person who is committed to the mitzvahs, by a person who's holding there, and he just doesn't put in that melos. Ein li, lo yisishmu li. It must be there's a shemetz of makiras rabbeinu umiskavet limrud boy. When there's no amelus ha-Torah, by a person who knows what the Torah is, then such a person has some shemetz of merit. If not for that shemetz of merit, it would have to be amelus ha-Torah. How could I not be omel ha-Torah? I know what it is. I know how important it is. I know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to Klal Yisrael. I know it's a personal gift to me from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I know that I feel that Yishokeinim and Shikois Piyu, I'm Mishtasheh about Torah, and I remember my man Har Sinai. So how am I not omel? It must be that on some level I'm seeking some type, sometimes it's very dachistic, but of rebellion. So all of these things add up to the fact that sometimes buried underneath what seems to be much less serious offenses, in fear, I'm nervous, I have fear, this is something to be afraid of, so I'm fear. Or I'm elus, but I can't put in that effort, it's hard, it's difficult, I'm elus is difficult. Omel, it's not just sitting and learning, it's with I'm elus, it's working, it's effort. But if when the knowledge is there, and that amelus is not, or that fear is not overpowered, then that indicates on some level there's some desire to be free, to be mirrored, to get away, to be pyrrhic oil, to get out of the whole business. I think what that means from us in a positive way is that it's extremely important that we know and that we teach the chashivus of what we're doing. Now, of course, you'll tell me in a cynical way, you'll say, well, if once we understand the chashivas, then we're going to be moradim, so maybe we shouldn't understand the chashivas, and then we won't be moradim. I don't know what to answer that, except that there's a long way to go from the chashivas to be morad, that the chashivas on the one level is what could prevent us, because if we refocus the thing that allows the merit to take place, and we deepen that, then the more we deepen that, because that's what he said. He says, don't you know that it wasn't b'koichachem? Don't you know that he did the miracles? I say that really should have been able to undermine the merit. But I think that just to be aware that sometimes in what seems relatively normal, and I wouldn't say innocent, but relatively normal, understandable behavior could be the seeds of rebellion. And once we know that that's a possibility, then certainly there's a hechruch to learn musar and to make sure that we strengthen ourselves and that we fight. We even consider the possibility that my lack of amelus or my overwhelming fear is emanates from something deeper inside. And I have to work on that. If there's a merit, then we have to be makabel the malchus shemayim. Have to be makabel the malchus shemayim ba'avo. We know that the antidote to merit is kabol the malchus shemayim, and that's done ba'avo. Rashi says at the beginning of Shir Hashirim that the whole Shir Hashirim, the reason it's kodesh kodoshim, is it's all yirah shemayim bekibul al malchusoy. Even though there's not a word of yirah shemayim and kabol the malchus shemayim Shir Hashirim, teretz is because love is the way. if we appreciate the relationship with Hashem, if we deepen our hakora of how much Hashem loves us and how much we love Hashem, that'll be the antidote that will bring Yirat Shamayim, that will bring Kabbalah Somach Shamayim. I'll be a deterrent to any type of even deeply buried merit.